How did working 24/7, burning the midnight oil, and working ourselves to the ground become a badge of honor, while downtime and relaxing is seen as a weakness? Welcome to Possibilities with me, Hina Khan. I've been a coach and psychotherapist for well over a decade. And after working with hundreds of clients, here's what I've come to know. The only thing holding us back from a larger, more expansive life is our mindset. I'm going to help you break through your mental barriers and unlock infinite possibilities. I remember years ago, I would feel so bad for resting. Unless I was on a vacation, because there you were expected to take a break. It was okay to relax. But if I wasn't leaving the country, I had a hard time giving that to myself because I thought, well, if I'm home, I should be working or doing something productive. And I did not see unplugging as productive. I saw it as being lazy, a character defect, unless I was burnt out. When I was at that point of exhaustion, I felt I had earned my rest. But when that time came, I would actually feel physically ill. I was nauseous. It was like my body was finally unclenching, and it really left me feeling sick to my stomach. So when this happened, the first few days of my so-called rest were a write-off. Kind of like a vacation. You know how it can take a few days to relax and truly unwind? And then maybe you have a good couple of days. And then as the vacation comes to a close, you start thinking about heading home and all the work that's waiting for you. It is clearly not healthy. It is so cliche to say this, and we hear this a lot in the coaching world. Things like, build a life that you don't need to take a vacation from. Okay, I know some of you just rolled your eyes when I said that, but stay with the intention of it. What if you could build a life that you didn't need to escape from? The first step in that is making rest part of your strategy. It's no different than building a physical muscle. If you were to hire a fitness trainer, they would include time for rest and recovery in your plan because that's where the growth happens. It happens in rest. Think about it. When do you have creative breakthroughs? You know, those incredible insights, a solution to a nagging problem, overcoming a challenge. Oftentimes, it happens when we are not working on the problem. We're in the shower, out for a walk, or working on a puzzle. Why is that? It's because when we're relaxed, we allow the insights to come in. And not only do we allow it, but we recognize it. Athletes aren't the only ones that do this. Successful people from the likes of Bill Gates to author Mark Victor Hansen, he co-wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, they consistently take time out to recharge. And this is something I ask my clients to do. We call it the calendar exercise. Okay. Honestly, this is one of my favorite things. Here's how it works. The first thing you do is you make a list of all the things you want. For example, how many vacations do you want to take a year? When do you want to end your workday? What does your ideal life look like in your calendar? When do you think? When do you unplug? When you're finished making the list, put all these items into your calendar and then build around it. So, are you noticing what the priority is? The priority is rest. The priority is unplugging. The priority is making time to think. So perhaps for you, you want to end your day at 4 p.m. What I would ask you to do is now block that off in your calendar. But don't stop there. Make sure you have integrity with your calendar. You might be wondering what that means. Well, what that means is honor your own boundaries. Keep your promises to yourself. One of my clients wanted to pick up her kids from school on Fridays. And then it turned into taking Fridays off in the summer. And now she permanently has a 4-day work week. The key here is that she didn't start with a 4-day week. That would have been way too much of a stretch, and she would have abandoned the idea. She started with the smaller goal of stopping work to pick up her kids and then building from there. The important thing is, before you attempt to do this exercise, is get yourself into an ideal state, because we want you to get yourself on the frequency, on the energy of your goal. And we can do that really easily by tuning into gratitude. And as you know, that's how we end each episode. So let's do that now, shall we? All right, grab a notebook and a pen or open up notes on your phone. Press pause and do that now. Perfect. Now, I just want you, for the next few minutes, to be grateful for the life that you have right now. And now, as you think about them, you can start jotting them down. And then your homework this week is to think about the life that you do want to have and what would that look like in your calendar. Start to create the calendar of your ideal life. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to join Hina Success Circle. It's a Facebook group. And then I will give you feedback on your calendar. Or if you have any questions about the exercise, you can ask it there and I'll be sure to respond. Guess what? I'm actually going to be taking my own advice and really focus on rest this month. To be honest, I have felt intuitively that that's what I needed to do so I could really think about the type of content and what I want to create for you, as opposed to forcing myself to push out content that didn't feel great. So I have worked a break into my calendar, which means you won't be hearing or seeing a lot from me this month. But I am leaning into this opportunity to clear my mind and make way for new insights, which means that when I come back in February, you can expect my best content yet. In the meantime, if you love what you've been hearing on Possibilities, could you do me a favor? Would you rate it or write a review? When you do that, it helps us reach more people, and I so appreciate it. And I will meet you here next time on Possibilities. This episode was produced by Stephanie Phillips, presented by Frequency Podcast Network.